For KAXE News, I'm Megan Buffington with a special edition of the Up North Report. Have you been tucking your pants into your socks, stripping down to inspect your armpits, belly button, behind your knees, craning to look in the mirror, or asking, are there any ticks on my back? Checking for deer and wood ticks is a familiar routine for Minnesotans. But did you know that there's actually more than a dozen species that call our state home? Ben Cull with the University of Minnesota is leading a volunteer-driven study of tick biodiversity. He shares why we don't hear much about the other tick species.
They feed specifically on certain types of animals. So there's a squirrel tick, a rabbit tick, a raccoon tick, and they mainly stick to their preferred animal hosts. Whereas ticks like the wood ticks, deer ticks, and lone sticks, they feed on people and a wide range of animals and wildlife, which is actually what makes them a good vector of diseases, because they're feeding on different animals and passing the different bacteria and viruses around.
This kind of research hasn't been done in a really long time. Can you tell me a little bit about when the last kind of comprehensive tick research was done in Minnesota and why it's been so long?
But the last time that someone put together data on sort of all the different tick species that we have in Minnesota was back in 1940. So we don't have good data about many of the less commonly encountered ticks.
Why is it important to have data about those lesser known ticks?
Well, people are not usually fond of ticks and other parasites. They're still an important part of a state's biodiversity. They can also have implications for the health of wildlife. And as sort of animal populations change and climate changes, tracking the populations of the ticks is also important for determining how sort of these land and climate changes might affect our wildlife in the future.
Cull has worked primarily with vets and wildlife biologists to gather tick reports.
Yeah, this is actually where we've got a lot of interesting data on different tick species. So previously, there was only a single report of a raccoon tick in Minnesota, but working with wildlife biologists, we found that they're actually quite common on raccoons. But if people haven't been looking on these wildlife before, then we didn't really have good records of where they are. But we also welcome any reports of ticks from anyone who's interested in this project. The human biting ticks are usually found in the vegetation waiting to latch onto hosts. But for a lot of the wildlife species, they're found in the nests of their specific favorite animal that they like to feed on. And that's why we find them less commonly biting people. People can report ticks to our project in a few different ways. And one of these ways is to use the iNaturalist app. And if you're not familiar with this, it's a biodiversity recording app that you can put on your phone. You can take images of plants and wildlife and upload them. And then other ways that people can send tick reports to us is they can email us a photo of a tick with information on where and when they found it. And if people are collecting ticks from animals, they can also request a tick collection pack from us, and then that will allow them to mail samples to us.
What type of people would be good to get involved in this?
We'd be interested in hearing from anyone who works with animals, so we can sample ticks from a wide variety of animals. For example, I've had someone sending me ticks from their horses and donkeys, which we don't usually get a lot of tick reports from those animals. So we have a project website where people can go to find out more about the different tick species. And we update this regularly with the information about ticks that we receive from volunteers. And on this website, you can explore which ticks have been found in your area, which different animals certain ticks have been found on so far. And this website is z.umn.edu/mnticks.
That was U of M researcher Ben Cull, and that's it for this special edition of the Up North Report. From the KAXE News Desk, I'm Megan Buffington, telling the stories of northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report is made possible by Woodland Bank, serving the area since 1920, with locations in Grand Rapids, Cohasset, Hill City, and Deer River. Woodland Bank believes in building community and serving local nonprofits like KAXE.